broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and we go anywhere, everywhere, anywhere that we can, everywhere that we can, to bring you things other talk shows wouldn't dare bring you. And we get there. I mean, it's scary, and I don't necessarily like the feel, but hey, somebody's got to do it, man. Someone's got to break that break down that membrane into the fifth dimension.
What do you mean membrane?
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's having a baby. Well, maybe we are, man. I don't know. Don Mixa is going to be joining us this hour. Mr. Mixa, as you know, is a professor at the University of Washington. He's going to be talking about Amanda Knox. And Amanda Knox's return to the United States and what she can possibly be looking toward or looking forward to. Amanda Knox, as you know, was acquitted in a murder case, very celebrated, if you will, a celebrated murder case. I shouldn't call it that because that sounds grotesque, if you want my honest opinion, a celebrated murder case. But that's really what it was. It was very much in the news, and it was very much a part of the reportage that was happening over the last few years. It was something that, you know, these cases, whether they're in the United States or whether they are in Europe, these cases definitely capture people's imagination. And we all have a...
What are you doing anyway, man? You're just talking, looking for something.
I'm looking for the foghorn, okay? Take it easy. Don't tell people what I'm doing. They think I'm talking to them. Well, I am talking to you, folks. I'm,
yeah, but you're all, like, looking down, looking for something and everything. And, you know,
shut up. Let me just do what I'm doing, okay? I was looking for the fog freaking horn. All right, anyway, we're going to get on the line here before we get into anything else. Rudy Canoza, who's going to talk with us about the Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore romantic story and the or the lack thereof. And right now, Rudy's at his store on Ventura Boulevard. It is Je T'aime Lingerie, a women's apparel store, and very sexy women's apparel can be had there at Je T'aime Lingerie. We want to bring Rudy on and welcome you to the show, Rudy, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Phil, and good evening to all of your listeners.
And, Rudy, I would just give people a little background on you. You're from Argentina.
Yes.
And you've owned a business here in the United States for how long?
We opened Je T'aime Lingerie, Je T'aime Lingerie in the spring of 2004. And we have been here.
In the spring of?
2004.
In 2004.
Yes, and we've been here almost consecutive month, stayed open since 2004. And we've had a good success with our story, and because whether or not there is a recession, whether or not you have a bad economy, women want to still look beautiful and to feel beautiful, and we've had a good and we have a good success because we have respect for women and we know what women enjoy. So we are trying very much to hold on for just a minute, Phil.
That's I heard that foghorn I was talking about.
Yeah, keep that. I got a guy on the radio.
And that foghorn is what?
Yeah, foghorn is it is a way for myself and for my staff to be alerted to the fact that we're going to happen to open up some changing rooms to make sure that while we are able to accommodate all the women who want to come in and to shop in our lingerie store, that they are also that we afford them the opportunity with the apparel that will accommodate them.
And I understand it, but the women themselves, are they larger in size?
They are a little bit larger in size, and so we have to make sure that we don't... That we have to make sure in changing room 5, we have to make sure that we have that apparel. And the reason why we've done that, Phil, is because we've had apparel come back damaged. Sometimes they will buy apparel that is stretched out of shape or something.
And when I hear that foghorn that went off a couple times here while we were talking, I think I heard it again. What does that mean?
That is just alerting our staff that we are going to need to open up these change rooms, that we've got women that are coming in of larger size than perhaps normal, and We've got a very, very good floor business tonight, Phil, because there are two big functions going on in the Los Angeles area that will begin the social season. There's a big event at the Riviera Country Club, and there's, I think there's going to also be an event at the Kodak Theater. And so that's what we're doing.
I'm hearing that horn going off an awful lot. So that means that you've got women who are plus size or whatever you would call them that are coming into the shop looking for... you know, there it is again.
Yeah, there are women who are plus size who are coming in, and they're going to, if we need to make sure that we have clothes there, lingerie they can try on. And you know what, I tell you something, Stevie, you can ease it back a little bit. You can ease that back a little bit, don't you? He's hitting, and that is the job that he has, so we make sure that he lets our sales staff know that we've got plus size women coming in.
All right, so you just told him to ease it back, huh?
I told him that he can take a break, you know. Take a break with that, will you, Eddie? Stevie, take a break with that, please. Are you listening to Please Take a Break?
Are there that many women coming in that are what you would call plus size? Or?
Well, there are a lot of women coming in. They are very non-traditional. Every woman is non-traditional. There's no... Most women... It's a misconception, of course, to think that women are all built in one way. Of course they're not. Not all women look like in the movies, in the TV. Women are beautiful, and they're different in their beauty, and they're different in their different sizes and hair color and everything. And so I want this to be a celebration of women. And the only reason why we have this sound effect, this foghorn, is to make sure, you know, that we have the right clothing there.
All right. Here's what we were going to talk to you about was the Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore breakup. Quite a shock to I think a lot of people. I think a lot of people were enjoying the romance the two of them seem to be having. I don't know. Were they married?
I don't think they were married. I think, I don't know, to be honest with you, Phil. I don't know if they're married or not. But I agree with you. Theirs was a romance that was one that we could look at and we could say, this is love, you know?
Yeah, and I guess it turned out that it wasn't as much love as some people thought it was. It was the situation there. You know, they broke up. Apparently, was he cheating on her? Do you know?
That was what I heard, and how it was that she would put up with that is anyone's guess. But she did, and for me, it was it broke my heart a little bit because I do believe in romance and I do believe in love. Yeah, we're running out. Hold on, Phil. We're running out of what? So you're gonna have to open up one of the offices. Let them change in there.
What's going on?
We've got a lot of business, but it's not so much a lot of business. We have a lot of plus size. Open up my office. Let them change in my office. I don't know what you want me to do. What do you want me to tell you? What do you want me to tell you? You want me to just magically make a changing room appear?
I don't know that.
Let them go into my office. I've got a security camera in my office. You turn the security camera off, Stevie. Turn the security camera off because I've got a camera that's going to show women taking their pants off. Turn it off. Turn the camera off. Don't hit the... Phil, excuse me.
Well, we're on the air, so I need to continue with this conversation.
I understand. Don't hit the foghorn and turn off the camera. Stop it with the foghorn. Stop it with the foghorn. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this chair and I'm going to break it over your head if you don't stop with the foghorn. Yes, I did want you to do it, but I don't want you to do it anymore. If you do it one more time with that... How'd that feel? Good? I had to knock him out. He's out cold.
What were you talking about?
This guy with the foghorn. I can't take it anymore with the foghorn. So you are talking to me about Ashton. I like to call him Kuchner. And let me tell you why I call him Ashton Kuchner, because I don't like the sound of Kuchner. I respect women too much to engage in... Oh, my God, I thought he woke up. Get him out of here. He woke up. And
who woke up?
This jackass with the foghorn.
You really knocked that guy out cold.
Yes, I did. And he woke up and his hand came up and he pushed the foghorn. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Take him out in the alley. Ashton Kutcher is the name that I use, Phil.
And why is that?
Because I think that the name Kutcher is an offense to women. I think that it sounds, and I will not engage in the normal conversation that takes place about this man's name.
All right, I'm going to take a break here. On the line with me is Rudy Canozas. We talk about, well, we talk about a lot of things. His store, and I don't know who's hitting that foghorn now, but his store and Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore and the lingerie sales that are going on right now there at Je T'aime Lingerie. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Get off, I'll kill him. I swear to God, I'll kill him.
Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
What? What are you asking me?
Why do you give, I heard Mr. Ted Bell a moment ago, why do you give the phone number out? Why are you giving the phone number out on your show? Phil, you there? Phil?
Yeah, I'm here. What?
Why do you give out a phone number? You don't get any phone calls, do you?
Don't worry about whether I... What is it with you guys? Did you consult with Ted Bell?
Oh, I heard what Mr. Bell said, but... I hear this phone number constantly being given out. You give the phone number out all the time, but I'm not talking to anybody.
You know what, man? We'll take the calls as they come in. Don't worry about it, okay?
All right, that's fine, but it's a phone number, and it's just... I hear you talking and me talking, but I just want to say, I think that Mr. Bell might have some kind of a point there where he says that you have too many old people who can't make it to the phone. Maybe they are getting injured on their way to the phone. Back it off with that, will you, okay?
Tell that kid with the foghorn to knock it off.
Hey. Don't tell me my business, my friend. Don't tell me my business.
Then don't tell me my business. Don't tell me my business.
I'm not trying to tell your business, Phil.
Yes, you are trying to tell me my business. Hey, Phil, what's with all the phone numbers you're giving out? I'm not talking to anybody, okay? Don't worry about it, man. We'll figure it out.
Well, I thought that Mr. Bell had a point when he said that you have, you're on radio stations where the people are so old that maybe they get injured on their way to the phone, you know, and to that point, I was...
Maybe they're getting injured on their way to the phone, and maybe that foghorn is going to drive me nuts, okay? So knock it off with the foghorn, and don't tell me about, you know, how old my listeners are.
Do you think it's a possibility, that's all?
Will you leave it alone, man, and we'll talk about your business and the Demi Moore...
Hey, he's getting pissed. Quit, stop it. He's getting pissed, so stop it. Don't do it anymore. Demi Moore and...
Oh, boy. Can you move to another area of the store?
You can hear the foghorn everywhere. You can hear it. The place is jumping, Phil. I've got a lot of business, okay? I'm sorry it's not the same for you. What do you want me to tell you? Anyway, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. The reason why I use the name Kutcher...
I know, because Kutcher sounds dirty. Is that it?
Yes, it sounds filthy. And I refuse to disrespect women. And this is one of the reasons why my business is as successful as it is, because I will not disrespect women by selling them cheap imitations. I will not disrespect women by giving them a lingerie or an item, one of the items, for instance, that we just got in from Miami, one of the items that we just got in from Paris. I will not disrespect a woman by giving her something to try on that was stretched out of shape by a woman that walked in. And it was no business at all to wear this. She stretched it out of shape. She ruined the stock. I've got almost $3,000 worth of stock that's been ruined by these women. And the reason is because they're not the right, perhaps, kind of body.
And boy, that foghorn, man.
I've got the women are coming in. They are plus size. What do you want me to say? I don't want to give these women some of my good stock. I don't want to give them the real good stuff that I just got from Paris. I need to give them something that's already been stretched well beyond recognition. And if that is the case...
Would you knock it off with that thing, man, or I'm going to hang up?
Knock it off. No, seriously, though. Yeah, he's a pain in... All right.
Yeah, and I heard that comment, too.
Well, what do you want me to say?
All right, so you can't give these fat women, and I'll just call them what they are, fat, because you've been dancing around it here with a foghorn.
I have never called these women fat. Never.
No, but with a foghorn, what do you think the women are going to think? What do you think the women are going to say?
I think the women are going to... I think they're going to appreciate it.
They're going to appreciate that, huh? All right, so you got this foghorn, and the women walk in, and they ask you, what is that foghorn? And you tell them it's for plus-size women so that you don't stretch the stock completely out of whack.
I don't say it that way, but...
But that's it. That's it. So you let your salespeople know, we got a bunch of fat ladies coming in, man. You better show them that plus-size dressing room, and we don't want to give them any of our stuff because they're going to stretch it well beyond recognition. I just heard you say that.
I did say that, yes, but the point that I'm trying to make is that it is out of respect for women, so that if I have a plus-size woman, all right, I give her her own items to try on. I'm not going to insult her by giving her something that belongs to a petite woman that she is going to destroy. She's going to destroy that I cannot sell, and she will destroy it. She will destroy it, you see, and I cannot sell it, you see. And so I give her something she can put on. Something that's already been destroyed, something that has been stretched well beyond recognition. And I don't, again, these are, I understand they're hurtful comments.
Yeah, they're very hurtful comments. And they're things that I think that, you know, women who are quote-unquote plus size are going to find hurtful, especially when you got that foghorn. And I'm glad that you turned it off.
Well, the fact is that there's no, we don't have any plus-size women coming in.
Well, even when they start... All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, talking to Rudy Canoza from Je T'aime Lingerie. And we're discussing, what we were discussing was the Ashton Kutcher, or excuse me, Kuchner and Demi Moore split up. Now, you were going to give us some take on men, how men treat women.
That is right, yes.
All right, now, and I want to hear that, okay. And I also want to hear not only your take on how men should treat women, but also your take on how perhaps this relationship went south, because he's much younger than her. I know that. And perhaps he found himself a younger woman. I don't know. Our number 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. David G. Hall is checking in, though, and I just have to talk to him very quickly. Dave, what's up?
Yeah, well, I was talking to Ms. Gray. She apparently felt that she was not treated fairly on your program. And
as usual.
Well, Phil, I don't want to get into it. She apparently felt she was not treated fairly on your program. She wants to call later and sing this, I'm Lonesome I Could Cry.
I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Yes, I know that song. Who's that? My name is Rudy Canoza. Oh, Mr. Canoza, this is David G. Hall. Yes, sir. She wants to sing this song. She said that she was treated rudely and that she wants to sing it the way it should be sung.
Well, that's fine, and I gave her a chance to sing it the way it should be sung, and she didn't.
Well, who are you to judge? You know,
who am I to judge? You should have heard it. She was ripping it to pieces. All that kind of stuff.
God, what is that?
That's the way she sounded.
Well, that's what she said to me, so she wanted to sing it.
That's fine. She can sing it.
I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. Go right ahead.
Go right ahead. What are you going to do?
I'm going to hang out on the phone. I want to make sure that what you're doing is proper because I need to monitor for FCC. That's all.
Why are you hanging out? You called me up about Margaret Gray.
I'm hanging on the phone because you got a guy talking about underwear.
Yeah, apparently for the FCC.
All right, anyway, so we'll get Margaret on.
Yeah, we'll get Margaret on, and I'll be in the background here.
Go ahead.
Go ahead what?
Go ahead and tell me about your plus-size lingerie.
All right, hold on for a minute. Can you just say women's undergarments? Phil, I can't do this.
But David, if you interrupt me, I won't be able to do an interview, okay?
No, I don't want to interrupt you. I'm just saying, can you say women's undergarments? I would not say women's undergarments, no.
Why not?
Because it's not the way to sell my items, and...
But we're not here to sell your items. You're doing an interview with Phil about Ashton Kutcher.
I don't call him Kutcher, please. Don't call him Kutcher, please.
What do you call him?
I call him Kuchner.
Why?
Because it's disrespectful to call... Do I got to go through it again with this guy?
He's... David, would you please...
I'm sorry. Anyway, Phil, the undergarments that we're selling, these are top-notch... Very top-notch items. I get all the latest stuff. I got some great stuff that just came in from Paris. If I get some kind of a... there goes another one, so... You get these big ones that come in.
You said big one. I got to interrupt, Phil.
Go
ahead.
What's the problem now? What is it with you and big ones? Can't you just say they're... You said plus size a minute ago. You didn't want me to say big one. He said fat.
But we might as well call him what they are. He's got a foghorn going.
Well, I don't mind the foghorn. What bothers me is this guy... What's your name again? My name is Canoza, and...
You know what? We're out of time now.
What do you mean?
We're out of time with you butting in with, plus size this and everything else. Okay, hold on for a minute. Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. Man, oh, man, this guy, I'm telling you. Will you knock it off with that?
Knock it off, please. Don't.
Phil Henry.
Own exclusive movie replicas built by the original artists at Weta's New Zealand Workshop. Now available, replicas of the arc generator and gas projector guns.
It's definitely alien.
Go to wetanz.com. Check out all the District 9 items at wetanz.com. wetanz.com.
Hey. What up?
Out here,
all right? No more phone numbers are being given out on the... Because there's nobody calling the Phil Henry Show. Do you know why? Because I think those guys are right. I think the listeners we have, on their way to the phone, they fall down and break a hip. Do not air that phone number, slug. If I hear it one more time, I'm going to cry. There's no reason to give that phone number, slug, out. I can do 3 hours without phone calls. I can do it standing on my head. But I can tell you something else. I'm not going to keep busting my ass night in and night out and night in and night out and night in and night out and have people tell me things like what I just found out, that we're the number one show recorded over at Dar FM, that we are the one of the top shows that... There's a little bit... There's something going on, and it's called... we're getting taken advantage of here. This radio show, we're being taken advantage of. We're not going to let this happen, all right? I am not going to keep putting out and expending energy on this radio show for this marginal environment that I work in, for the marginal benefits that I get, for the marginal interaction we get from the phone callers. I'm not going to keep breaking my ass, all right? I put out more energy on one radio show than 99% of the hosts in the world do in 1 week. Now, that's just the facts. That's not me just talking. That's facts. I put out more energy in one show than 99% of every other host in the world in 1 week. There's more entertainment value in this show, in one show, than 99% of the hosts. Now, we're living in a broadcast environment that somebody's going to have to figure this out and shake it out, because if you think I'm going to sit here and watch what's going on continue to go on, you must be dreaming. If you think I'm going to hear people telling me that people are running over to Dar FM to record my show and listen to Phil Henry, and I'm sitting here getting everybody else rich for nothing... I'm making more money on the website, like I told you guys, than the radio industry could in its wildest dreams ever make me. That's how bad our industry is. But I'm not going to sit here and break my ass night after night after night after night, creating all kinds of radio theater in a morgue. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing my show in a funeral parlor. I'm doing my radio show in a mortician's lab, man. They're draining the blood out of the bodies around here. That's where I'm doing my radio show. My God. What the hell do you people think? I'm not talking to you, the audience, now. I'm talking to the overall radio. What the hell do you think is going on anyway? Don't give me this stuff about being a pro. I know exactly what it is to be a professional. I have been a professional my whole life. I know better than anybody else that has ever owned or run a radio station what a professional is. You don't throw a guy into a snake pit and then say, go ahead and be a professional. Now, I can sit here for another 90 minutes talking to myself and creating all kinds of marvelous radio and doing all these characters and doing all of this fun stuff. I can do that. I can keep doing it. And having all of those fat asses sitting out there, those fat cats, sucking on a cigar with their feet up. And, oh, it's that guy. Isn't he really talented? I could do that. But you know what? I know what this game is, man. I'm not going to sit here keep putting out night after night after night after night. I might as well just sit here and read the news. Just read the news. Okay? Because that's what's happening. You know that? God. I gave an interview with Radio Inc., Ed Ryan at Radio Inc., and I said the following thing. I said, I've never seen an industry that despises its own product the way the radio business does. Hates its own product. Hates it. Now, you can't say these things because these guys that own stations today, you know what? Forget it, man. You know, never mind. Never mind. You know, take two. I'm going to reboot. Reload it?
Yeah, better reload.
We're going to reload. I'm wasting my breath talking about this stuff. Never mind. All right. We'll reload here in 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Rudy, anyway, what I was saying with this foghorn, it's just, I think it's a disrespectful thing. You know that it's disrespectful. There it goes again, because you told the guy to turn it off, and yet it keeps on going.
You look at, I have to listen to this place. This place is jumping. I've got women coming in here. They're using the facilities. They're using the bathrooms. They're using the changing rooms. They're using everything. I've got women I'm sorry, Phil.
You got a lot of fat women coming in, huh?
Yes, we've got a lot of fat women coming in. And these are women that are going to purchase, and they're going to make me a wealthy man, and they're going to do the things that I want them to do to help me. And, this is business, you know, and I'm talking business now.
All right. Talking about Ashton Kutcher, or however you mention it, what are the... You know, here's a guy that he's with an older woman. They were married, by the way.
Yes.
Now, here's a guy that I guess was cheating on her or something. What essentially happened that could... What happened in that marriage that they could have prevented?
Well, what happened in the marriage that they could have prevented is that he strayed from her. And this is a man that could have done something to keep the love alive in their marriage, you know. As you know, I've often said that there is one way and only one way to attract a woman, and that is to make her feel like a woman, you know. And by that you say, la, 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 la. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I know that this is some kind of a technique, okay?
Well, I've been doing it now for 15 years. La, 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 la.
Right, right.
All right. So when you look at a woman and you say to her, la, 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 you see what I mean? This is, for me, this is the communication. And the communication is...
But what does that mean, la, 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 la?
That's something that Ashton Kutcher, Kutcher got.
Kutcher is the name.
Well, it's not my story. It isn't Kutcher. It's something he should have done with this woman and he did not do. That's what I'm trying to say. La, 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 la. All right?
All right, Rudy Canoz, I'm sorry to make you cry, man.
Not a problem.
Rudy Canoz on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL. Right after this.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
For a list of side effects and benefits associated with Esteem, visit Envoy Medical.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Thank you very much, Rudy. Just, you can cut off the line to Rudy's place, okay?
Sorry.
He's got all kinds of business. All right, we're going to finish out the show with just, you know, we're going to start our news and information hour a little early tonight. It's freaking dead night. What do you want me to, you know, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on, man.
I don't either, but it's freaking dead. You know, and I apologize for my little, you know, what I was saying. Forget I said it, okay? Forget I said it. It's okay. The kind of radio show that I do is one that necessitates a certain, you know, kind of production ability. And it just, there's a whole lot that goes into it. And tonight it's been a really, really tough night, man. So we're just going to do our news and information hour, and then we will start again tomorrow. Tomorrow, actually, I got to go in and find out about getting that blood test.
What do you got to go in for?
That's for the, I'm losing weight.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I don't think I even need to go on a diet. I can just probably just come in here every night and do this show, and the heartache and the nervous indigestion I get from just doing this, I'll probably be able to lose 100 pounds in 3 months.
Yeah, but then you're going to die.
That might not be such a bad idea either. Anyway, no, tomorrow I got to go in and I have to get that blood test to find out what the hell is going to happen with this, you know, going on this diet.
Yeah, but I got told you were going to eat whey.
Yeah, whey, as in W-H-E-Y. Some kind of, I don't know, it's smoothies, that's it. Smoothies.
Nah, man, I know a lot of people try them smoothies. They're not going to work at all. All you do is just, you know, wind up crapping mud.
Oh, will you shut up? It's what the doc is suggesting. So anyway, I got to go in and do that, and then we got a meeting tomorrow. I got two meetings on Friday. Hey. American student Amanda Knox was freed by an Italian court on Monday. Nearly all of Knox's criminal charges, including the murder charges, were overturned. All that is, except for Amanda Knox's defamation charge. That count, with its 3-year prison sentence, was upheld. Why? Italy's defamation laws are different than the defamation laws the United States has. In the U.S., defamation is a... Where is this from? Find law? In the U.S., defamation is a civil matter. People sue each other alleging libel or slander in order to get monetary damages in civil court. Not so in Italy, where defamation can be, a criminal charge that carried jail time. That sounds pretty good to me. Anyway, Knox was indicted for criminal defamation that she accused club owner Patrick Lumumba of murdering Meredith Kircher. Lumumba was eventually cleared of all charges after witnesses corroborated his alibi. In Italy, defamation occurs when a person intends to use offensive language to harm another's reputation. It's also classified as a crime against honor. Would Knox's words be considered defamation in America? The required elements for defamation in the United States are: a statement was made, the statement was published to another person, the statement caused injury, and listen to this, the statement was false, and the statement was unprivileged. In other words, it was not something that was between two people in confidence. It was made in a rather public way. So if Knox's statements about Lumumba were true, she would have been able to use truth as a defense against the defamation. Or, if she had testified about Lumumba during her trial, she may have had immunity for those statements. This story, man, has got nothing whatsoever to do with the case. This was taken out of fine law. I mean, it's a nice little legal point, but I think people want to know, okay, she's innocent, and where's she going to live, and why, and all that other stuff. Now, here's the story that we were talking about earlier with... I forget who, Ted Bell, Hank Williams. After ESPN dropped Hank Williams Jr. from opening Monday Night Football, after Williams cut... After Hank Williams was dropped by Monday Night Football, after making comments about President Obama, the singer now says he was misunderstood. Yeah, of course. Says ESPN in a statement, while Hank Williams Jr. is not an ESPN employee, we recognize he is closely linked to our company through the opening to Monday Night Football. We are extremely disappointed with his comments, and as a result, have decided to pull the open from tonight's telecast. That was on Monday night. Williams, perhaps best known for this, are you ready for some football, blah, 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 which is really a that song was getting so tired I was ready to rip my face off. I mean, update it or something. Anyway, he compared this summer's so-called golf summit between Obama and House Speaker John Boehner as one of the biggest political mistakes ever. As Williams put it on Fox News, and Hank Williams Jr. is on Fox News doing political analysis. Why? Well, everybody has a right to their opinion. Okay. I'm just saying that had somebody taken care of Mr. Williams, and I'm being serious, if somebody had been a little more concerned with Hank Williams Jr., they would have said to him, Hank, I love you. You're about as stupid as the day is long. Don't do it, man. Don't go on TV. You're fired. Okay. Nobody going to talk to me like that. I'm going to say I got a freedom of speech. Yeah, you do have freedom of speech. But I'm just telling you, if you go on there and you say what I think you're going to say, you're going to make an ass out of yourself. Somebody ought to tell these people more often. Somebody should have told the Dixie Chicks that. Somebody ought to tell this clown that. And I'm not just talking about country music. All of them. Every one of these dumbasses. Somebody should say to them, look, unless you make your living with the spoken word, not the sung word, but the spoken word, like you're a comic or you're a commentator, you do some kind of live commentating of some kind. Unless you do that, you got to be really careful, man. I would not be on Fox and Friends offering an opinion. But because he's Hank Williams Jr. and he doesn't want to have anybody tell him what to do, he did, and now his ass is grass. As Williams put it on Fox and Friends about the golf summit between Obama and John Boehner, it would be like Hitler playing golf with Benjamin Netanyahu. That means Hitler would be playing golf with a guy that he would just as soon stick in a gas chamber and kill. When asked on Fox to explain his analogy, Williams said Obama and Vice President Biden are the enemy. Now, this dumbass later said that with his comment about Obama and Boehner playing golf this summer, he was, quote, simply trying to show how stupid it seemed to me, how ludicrous that pairing was. Because you're not smart enough to make any better example? We have to understand how stupid you are, Mr. Williams, and we'll give you the benefit of the doubt like we're listening to a child. Is that what you want us to do? You understand what I'm saying. I don't speak too good. Then why don't you shut up? Williams says Boehner and Obama are polar opposites, and it made no sense. They don't see eye to eye and never will. Well, number one, how the hell do you know? They're playing golf. Number two, Benjamin Netanyahu and Adolf Hitler aren't just polar opposites. It isn't that they just don't see eye to eye. They want to kill each other. Kill each other. You understand that, right? Although ESPN has a policy about its on-air personalities getting involved in politics, Williams has said he's interested in running as a Republican in 2012 for a U.S. Senate seat in Tennessee. Oh, God. Well, you know what? It's America. Anybody can run for anything. If you don't think that, you know what? He'll probably get elected for all I know. I have no idea. And I got no problem with a guy running for whatever the hell he wants to run for. All I'm trying to say is, you know, you got to know what it is you're saying. You know, don't you? I think you do. Starbucks to fund jobs program with donations and incentive bracelets. Starbucks hopes customers will be willing to shell out another $5 when they stop in for their morning cup of joe. Starting November 1st, Starbucks will collect donations of $5 or more from customers to stimulate U.S. job growth through its Jobs for USA program. The Seattle-based coffee chain is collaborating with the Opportunity Finance Network, a nonprofit that works with nearly 200 community development financial institutions to provide loans to small businesses and community groups. Starbucks says, I don't even know what I'm reading.
I don't either, man.
My eyes are glazing over at that one. Gold drops 2%. Here's another thing from Find Law. Here's another thing from Find. Send me stuff from actual news sources and not Find Law. Find Law is a legal journal, man. I can't deal with it. Wynn Las Vegas says a group of craps players who won $700,000 in July cheated the system, and the resort is suing them.
Yeah, these are stories I love to hear about.
Well, as long as it ain't you or me. According to reports on onlinepoker.net and elsewhere, the upscale casino took notice when Leonardo Fernandez and Veronica Dabul of Argentina won $145,000 on seven throws of the dice July the 17th. On reviewing surveillance tapes, Wynn accused them and accomplices of dice sliding or holding dice in a position with winning numbers face up and pretending to randomly throw them out against the back of the table, leading to big money wins. The two who had played at Wynn regularly were arrested. Online Poker says, and Nevada Gaming Control Board Enforcement Chief Jerry Barking said, that it's not a common form of cheating because it involves a considerable amount of skill and practice. In the court papers, the two are described as playing at different craps tables as part of different teams, with accomplices attempting to distract casino employees at the table during the alleged slides. That would be difficult because craps, a complicated table game with many possible bets thrown down by many players, is generally well policed by more than one staffer. In the alleged conspiracy to cheat this, by sliding, defendants left Wynn Las Vegas with over $700,000 in losses, according to the lawsuit. Isn't that, that's got to be like a criminal complaint, too. Speaking of Vegas, VegasInc.com says Wynn surveillance tapes show Dabul and Fernandez playing craps from 10:37 p.m. to midnight, with Fernandez sliding the dice at least seven times without betting, according to the lawsuit. During the same seven slides in the 2 hour and 15 minute span, Dabul and two unidentified men place bets using Dabul's chips. The defendants won $145,000. Well, you're getting your ass sued. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Maybe it'll get arrested, too. I don't know. Maybe not.
Phil Hendry.